everyone, and welcome back to the Royal Watcher podcast. I'm Saad, and I'm joined today by our regular co-host, Sam.
Hello!
And we're going to be discussing the recent Spanish state visit to Denmark, which has been quite anticipated, I'd say, by a lot of people for the past few years. And we've finally gotten it after it's been delayed for quite a couple of times, first because of COVID, and then because Queen Margaret had to get surgery. So it was great to see it finally happen.
Yeah, and it's such a shame they only do one per reign.
Yeah, because the last one that came from Spain was in 1980. And then Queen Margrethe went in 1983. But since then, there hasn't really been a state visit, as we'll discuss in a bit when I talk about the orders. Yeah. But it was overall a lovely state visit. And I think the important thing to highlight was that their family ties are just so strong. And it was just lovely to see them. Kind of Felipe and Leticia meet with Aunt Daisy, as they call her, and have this very kind of warm relationship that extends beyond the general relationship of heads of state.
Yeah, that is very, very nice.
Yeah, so I think we can move on to the first slide, where you can see the Danish royal family welcomed King Felipe and Queen Leticia at the airport in Copenhagen. And the Danes haven't hosted a state visit in almost 5 years at this point. So there were quite a couple of cracks in the kind of ceremony of things. And we could really see that they are a bit out of practice with this sort of stuff. But overall, it was quite a lovely, warm welcome. And all the kind of mishaps, they were able to kind of get through them all without it being much of an incident.
Oh, well, you know, everyone's a bit rusty. So we'll forgive them on that one.
Oh, definitely. So we had the Queen Margaret and King Felipe reviewed the Guard of Honor at the airport, and then they drove first to the Castellet in Copenhagen, from where there was a small carriage ride to Amalienborg Palace, where Queen Margaret hosted them for lunch. And we got this group picture here.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And in addition, at the lunch was Prince Vincent, who's the younger son of Crown Prince Frederick and Princess Mary, whose godfather is King Felipe, which is one of those facts I always seem to forget because Felipe never showed up to the christening and never really got that visual link there. So,
well, that's just a shame. Well, they look very comfortable with each other there.
Yeah, I think the family has been close friends for quite a lot of time, so you can definitely see that comfort level is present.
Yeah.
And then regarding the outfits, they were pretty run-of-the-mill. I think a lot of us were expecting that Queen Leticia would wear a hat because she never wears a hat in Spain, but she has worn them on state visits to the UK and to Sweden in recent years. But, I mean, she kind of stuck true to her usual habits and did not wear one, whereas the Danish royal ladies were wearing a hat as they do for this sort of event.
Yeah, I'm surprised because it does look like they're all quite wrapped up against the cold. So maybe Leticia doesn't feel it.
Yeah, no, Leticia wore overcoat over this dress and for the arrival thing. And then she took it off when they got inside the palace. But that did not mess with the outfit. So I'm pretty sure she was not expecting it to be as major and she could have just changed later on. But I mean, she did have, it was a repeat dress from her part. And she's wearing Queen Sophia's ruby dove earrings, which are a Middle Eastern gift, which was really a general theme throughout the state visit, as we'll see later on. And then Queen Margaretha was wearing the Connaught pearl brooch, which does have a kind of family link to King Felipe because it was inherited from her great aunt, Princess Patricia of Connaught, who was a first cousin of King Felipe's great grandmother, Queen Ina of Spain. This is one of those kind of few links that Queen Margaretha has in her personal collection, which does have that direct Connaught link.
Yeah.
And Crown Princess Mary was wearing her modern kind of floral brooch, which she's also worn as a headpiece in the past. But she does kind of bring this out for state visits and big events. So it was nice to see. I'm not too big of a fan of her outfit overall.
I don't know. I just clocked her shoes. They're quite edgy.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Mm. And if we move on to the next slide, because after this, the main event was the state banquet that evening, where we see images of the arrivals, and here you can see Queen Margaretha welcoming King Felipe and Queen Leticia, and this was very much an example of their family relationship and the warm atmosphere where she was reading them as heads of state, but also as friends and family. And the footage of this whole scene was just very lovely to watch. And you can identify that. And if you move on to the next slide, we'll talk about Queen Letizia's outfit, which was, I mean, Sam, you had predicted this already, that Letizia would be wearing La Buena.
I did. I say this often on this podcast, but I should get some sort of account at a bookmaker's. It's just not encouraging gambling addiction or anything, just like little bets. But yeah, I just thought it would be La Buena just because that's the tiara that Queen Sophia wears, but only to other states that have a monarchy.
Yeah.
So perhaps that's just the line now that's the one that gets sworn. But yeah, I'm not, as people who follow me on Twitter saw, a fan of that hairstyle.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally agree with you. Of all the hairstyles she's done, this is probably the worst one with this tiara.
It's just it's too big to have your hair flat. You have to have big 80s blowout hair like Sophia has. Otherwise, it just, looks like it's just been plonked on.
Or you need an updo. You need some support at the back to make it kind of even out. Whereas this just, it looks like it's uncomfortable. It's very beauty pageant like.
Yeah, and it's well known that piece is flexible. So it's, maybe they could close it up and it would look a little bit better on Letizia's head.
Yeah, I think, like we've been seeing Queen Camilla, she doesn't wear her tiaras flat on top of her head like the late queen used to. She's kind of leaning them back a bit, which gives her kind of face shape a lot more. And I think Letizia should kind of take the same advice and have it a bit on an angle, which will make it look a bit smaller and kind of more even with her frame. But at the same time, it'll distribute the weight much better.
Yeah. So yeah, those are my notes on Letizia's tiara.
Yeah. And then the gown itself, this is the third state visit she's wearing it for. And each time she has the opportunity to wear a nice big necklace with it, but she keeps on disappointing us over and over again.
Yeah. We did say that, didn't we, when we were speaking with Jacob and Casper, that necklaces just aren't in. And I don't know why. It's not like that's a particularly fancy neckline that you'd be distracting from.
Definitely. Yeah, and with Letizia, she does wear them when you least expect her to. Like a few years ago, for like an Italian state visit, she wore one of her big tiaras and a diamond revere of like massive stones just randomly when like the effort didn't really call for it. So she can if she wants to, or when we're least expecting it. Yeah, these earrings. They also, I was not a fan. They come from Queen Sophia. They were a gift from the Saudi king. And I'm afraid they also add to that whole beauty pageant look in which the stones are too big that they look almost kind of fake. And it's not a very attractive design.
It's not. And again, not that, we're trying not to be too negative, but yeah, they would suffice as a solitaire piece. But the fact that they're a long hanging earring, it just doesn't work. Yeah. Maybe if she had bigger hair, it might have worked.
Yeah, like Sophia used to make them work, but
yeah.
Yeah, no, this is a third pair of long, dangly, massive modern sapphire earrings that we've seen Letizia wear in the past few years. And all three were probably Middle Eastern gifts. So that is a very kind of curious decision that she wore these ones in particular for this event. And alongside that, she had two brooches. She had a small Art Deco brooch on the bottom of her sash of the Order of the Elephant, and her fleur-de-lis brooch, which comes from her own modern fleur-de-lis tiara. And that's the one she wears for everything, basically. And in addition to that, she had on one of the bracelets from the Joyas de Pasar, which is Spain's version of the crown jewels.
Yeah, so which she likes to wear stacked together, which I quite like.
Yeah, I think that's creates a very nice kind of statement piece. But I mean, her night one, I much prefer, as we're going to talk about, her second evening look of the trip. This one just did not necessarily come up to standard.
Yeah.
Especially from her like previous evening looks, like what she wore in the UK or in Sweden with the same tiara. This was just not up to the same standard.
No.
And I think now we can discuss Queen Margrethe on the next slide, who was wearing, for once, not wearing the pearl, and she was in the Danish emerald pearl for the first time in ages.
Yeah, again, I called that one. I just thought it's because we hadn't seen it in a while. I haven't got a crystal ball. I just thought we've seen the pearls at Christian's 18th.
We saw it at the Swedish Jubilee. We saw it when the Norwegians came, and I believe we also saw it at New Year. So like we had four consecutive appearances of the pearls.
Yeah, so it's time for a change. She's pretty good when it comes to changes.
Yeah, and so the emeralds, they did look spectacular, and she's worn that gown, I think, a dozen different times before, but it does really suit her. And the kind of most important part is Queen Margrethe is wearing the collar of the Order of the Golden Fleece. Of which she was the second ever female recipient.
Yeah, wasn't the first she, Queen Juliana?
Queen Beatrix, actually.
That's it. It was one of them.
So one of the Dutch.
One of the Dutch ones.
Yeah, so this is the first time Queen Margrethe received it in 1985, I believe. And her last state visit to Spain was in 83. So she has not worn it until earlier this month.
Oh, okay.
So she's had it in the vault for over almost 40 years at this point. But it's interesting that she's wearing the full collar, because we saw Queen Elizabeth II wearing just a smaller badge, which we'll also see Queen Margaret wear later on. And this is kind of the more formal way to wear it. That's just not as heavy.
Well, Queen Margaret never lets us down.
Yeah, definitely. And she is used to wearing collars, which the late Queen Elizabeth II was not.
No.
But no, the emeralds look lovely. I've seen the tiara in real life. It is quite small in person. But, I mean, it doesn't look too small even next to La Buena. So she does wear it well, though, even though the placement of it was a bit askew. And you'd really tell that during the speeches.
Yeah. Oh, well, I like it.
Yeah.
I like a pearl. Lovely.
Yeah. And this is one of those historic pieces that does really suit her very well. So I'm happy to see it. Though that does mean we'll be seeing the pearls back again at New Year's.
Aww.
I mean, my wish was to see their a grand diamond necklace.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. Because I haven't seen that for a while, but I'm pretty disappointed. And then the bigger disappointment, as you can see in the next slide, was Crown Princess Mary.
I think you planned these to make sure I've calmed down before we do these podcasts.
I mean, that's my main thinking with making these slides.
You're like, let's lull Sam into, let's show her the nice stuff first, and then we'll get on to Mary.
Mary, I mean, we both were really counting on Mary wearing the rubies, because she's had like five chances to wear them this year, and she's missed every single one of them.
Every single one. And it's, I think it is possibly my favorite, the whole set. And the fact that, you know, it was made for the coronation of Napoleon and it's still being worn today. And the fact that Mary even, I've got the book on my bookshelf. She had the whole thing redone to suit her, to make it more minimal, you know, the big earrings, make them, you know, she can wear them in smaller configurations. And, you know, the same with the big necklace and the tiara actually being measured to fit her head. It's a brilliant book if anyone wants it. It's a Royal Rubies by Nina something. Just Google it. It's a fantastic book about, you know, modern jewelry and jewelry from the 18th century, and just the fact that she doesn't wear it grinds my gears somewhat.
I mean, I'm totally with you. It's been a series of disappointments, and the fact that she keeps on wearing this tiny tiara, which I've seen in person, it's probably one of the like worst royal tiaras out there in terms of like sparkle.
Yeah, it's just generic. It's generic.
Yeah, it doesn't really suit her in that sense, and to see her wearing this over and over again is just a disappointment. Though I have to say that gown does look amazing, especially with her Order of Isabella the Catholic that she received from the Spanish King and Queen.
Yeah.
But if she had worn the other tiara, it would have been a much better surprise.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have had to swear so much on Twitter.
Yeah, because so far she wore her wedding tiara for the Dutch state visit. She wore this for the Spanish state visit, and she only wore the rubies once for an incoming state visit, which was for the Belgians. And I find that a very kind of interesting choice, because they aren't necessarily as close to the Belgians as they are to the other monarchies.
Yeah, well, you know, all I can do in these situations is put out positive, Mary, wear the rubies. Mary, wear the rubies.
I mean, as we're going to talk about it in a bit, she had other things on her mind, poor dear. So, yeah, let's move on to the next slide, where we saw Princess Benedicta, who was wearing her French tiara, Queen Alexandrine's diamond soutoir, and her big flower brooch, which is like one of those pieces that's from the 60s, but she wears it very well.
Yeah, I mean, what else could you expect from Benedicta, you know, vis-a-vis tiaras?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only one she's worn for the past like, year and a half.
Yeah.
And it does suit her. Though I wish if she's wearing this, she'd give her other tiaras to her daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
Since you're changing over and over again. I know, it does look lovely. And then we also got two noble Danish ladies, Countess Christian Moltke and Countess Victoria Bernstorff Gildstein, who were both in kind of lovely heirloom tiaras, and they added to the glitter of the evening.
Yes, they're beautiful tiaras. Very nice pearl earrings on the lady on the right.
Yes, and I believe her husband's grandmother was a royal lady-in-waiting back in the 50s, and there's a lovely picture of her wearing this tiara. It's quite a massive piece.
Mm.
But, I mean, the Danish nobility have so much jewels, as I can attest to. And they do wear them with relative frequency.
Yeah, beautiful pieces.
So, yeah. And then if we move on to the next slide, we're going to see the following evening where King Philippe and Queen Letizia hosted a return reception at the new Carlsberg Glyptotech in Copenhagen, which was one of those like amazing sculptural museums, and a conservatory in Copenhagen, which is one of my biggest regrets that I've not been able to visit yet on any of my visits there.
Oh, but, okay. They did what? They didn't go to the embassy? I thought that was the thing that you did.
No, they had a reception there for Spanish citizens, but they hosted a return reception over here. Because actually, for the return ones, Maxima and Willem Alexander, they hosted a concert at the new kind of opera house. And I believe King Philippe and Queen Matilde did the same thing. So this, and they both had black tie gala events for the return thing. So this is a bit kind of different. But as you can see, the queens did still try to bring a bit of glitter. Margarita is wearing a badge of the Order of the Golden Fleece that I was talking about that was usually worn by the late Queen Elizabeth. And her special jewel is the fact that she's wearing her pearl wedding earrings that were a gift from Prince Henrik for their wedding. And that's a special thing. Queen Letizia is wearing the big earrings from the Hoyas de Pasar, and I believe this was her best look of the entire state visit. She looked very much at ease and really lovely.
Yes, better hair.
Definitely. And Mary is wearing a skirt from H&M.
Okay.
With her, which was quite an interesting decision. And then she's worn that quite a bit before, but I think looks-wise, it was quite generic for a cocktail reception. And as some of you know, this was around the same time that Spanish media broke a story of Crown Prince Frederick spending some time in Madrid with a female friend, in which they made all sorts of wild claims. So there was generally an uncomfortable tone of the air, which did overshadow this event more than they probably intended.
Yeah, that's a shame. I don't really have anything to say on that because there's been no follow-up, so... Yeah, I think it Definitely, was just speculation.
Yeah. I think it was just one of those like malicious things. And from what I've seen is that the media company that did break it, they've been doing their best to maximize the damage. But I think more than it like confirming anything, it just pissed people off, especially you could see Frederick and Mary were a bit kind of mad in front of the Spanish media in general, who were asking impertinent questions.
Yeah, you think we would have moved away from that kind of journalism by now, but yeah, suppose it sells.
Oh, definitely. But no, otherwise it was a lovely evening. And then in the last slide, you can see the next morning, we had King Felipe and Queen Letizia, who signed a window pane at Friedensburg Palace with a diamond-tipped pen, which is the traditional kind of exit of at the end of every state visit. And you can see Queen Margaret looking on very fondly.
Yeah, but is that going to go in the window? Or because that's the tradition, isn't it? It's supposed, you know, everyone was just walking around other people's houses, scratching stuff into the, which is rude in my book.
It was a tradition started by Tsar Alexander III of Russia back in the 1870s, I believe, and they've kept it on ever since.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, I believe they're going to run out of windows, but not yet.
Yeah, or it's going to end. I mean, I think the first time I went to the Hall of Mirrors in Versailles, you're obviously not supposed to scratch a name in there, but everyone has.
Yeah. Now, this is one of those very interesting things. When I went there, I was not near enough to any of the windows to kind of check it out because Queen Margrethe was in residence and we were like a few hundred feet away and there were guards everywhere, so I didn't really want to go. But apparently it's on the front side of the palace and you can test see it all that. But no, overall, what do you think of the state visit?
I mean, it's a shame we're not going to get another one for a while. I mean, touch wood, I hope Margrethe is with us for a little bit longer, but I mean, I just wish someone would have a word about hair and tiaras. I mean, Queen Sylvia's hairdresser was next door in Sweden. They could have called him in. He must be a master at it. And I wish Mary would change it up a bit and show me the rubies.
Yeah, I mean, one can hope that maybe she's having them reset or something. She does
had do that done.
She's done that 3 times at this point.
Yes.
But no, that could be the only explanation we can have for the reason why she didn't wear them for the past like 5 or 6 events, where she ordinarily should have worn them because was the occasion that called for it.
Yeah, but that's my only gripes. But other than that, it's very nice. Very nice to see Margrethe in full regal attire, which she's probably one of the last ladies who does it and does it well.
Definitely.
But yeah, we should enjoy it while we've still got it.
Yeah, and hopefully, I mean, we'll be seeing the rubies again in just over a month at the New Year's reception. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, what were your thoughts?
I think overall, I do agree with you that there were some elements where they could have made much more of an effort. Letizia with their hair, Mary with the rubies. But overall, except a bit of the drama that overshadowed the end, it was a very kind of lovely run-of-the-mill kind of state visit between two monarchies where you could really feel the deeper kind of family ties in addition to the kind of overall diplomatic ties between the two nations. And that really added something special than a run-of-the-mill visit. But I think that's it for today, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.